And so coming into our practice this morning, taking care of the body and settling in. And checking in with ourselves as to how we're doing. And so with friendly interest, as we do in a breathing space, once we've set an attentive posture, let's simply be aware of the thoughts that are showing right now and let them move through. Let's also be aware of whatever emotions are showing and the kind of general mood that's happening. Simply noticing. And then a little scan through the body where we can open to whatever may feel tight or constricted, contracted. Maybe even some of those thoughts and moods, emotions are landing in the body, and we can notice that. Nothing to fix or change. Just noticing. Let the awareness itself do any work of releasing. And then from this place that's a little more aware, let's begin now to open to breathing. A few nice full breaths to connect with breathing. Enjoying the release, the relaxation of the out-breath. Letting the breathing settle and be just as it is, and resting here in breathing, however you like to feel it. Belly, chest, throat, back, nostrils, breath and body as a whole. And with each out-breath, allowing the body to settle more deeply, to feel the gentle pull of gravity a little more deeply. To really feel that with each out-breath we're landing, we're coming home. Just feeling the body sinking, that the feet and legs sink deeper downwards into here, into home, with each out breath. Same too with the bottom on the cushion, the bench, the chair. It sinks deeper down. Feel the pressure a little more with each out breath. That the arms and the hands rest even more heavily in the lap with each out breath. We land, we come home into body, into the present moment with each out breath. We feel too the breathing as a place of rest. Really feel how restful attention to breathing, as we also feel very embodied. Feet, the bottom, the hands. Really noticing this, how it's a place of rest, of return, resting at home. So as the mind wanders, we notice it, some experiences we might label. And we really notice, oh, this is not rest. This is not home. It's past, it's future, it's spinning. Let me just come back home through body and rest in breathing, especially that out-breath. Just letting that out-breath sink us more deeply into being home, here, now. When we come back to body and breathing, we might even make a note, ah, this is home, this is rest, and feel into it, sink into it, drop into it. This is home, this is rest. repeatedly feeling into feet and legs and bottom and hands and the weight of them. Home. Letting the out-breath help with this. This place of rest. Drop into it. Home. With body and breath. And with this being Groundhog Day, with that playful opportunity to let go of winter and begin to step into spring, new life, is there something that this practice of coming home to body, to breath, to rest, may be of service for, may help to let go, to let pass with winter. Some perhaps repetitive habit that coming home to body and breathing might help, even if it's just for a split second that we pause and feel home and rest before we engage in that old habit. Or maybe we don't at all. But there's a pause, a chance. So So just notice what may pop up for you that you might aspire to use this practice for. Sometimes it might be that we use the practice after the fact, and that's well and good too. We notice, oh, there's indulging that inner critic again, or there's that outwardly critical voice again. Okay, there's anger, there's ill will, oh, there's the habit of fear. Okay, just step back. Feel body, come home, feel breath, and rest, even if it's only for 1, 2, 3 breaths. What might we each aspire to that this practice may be helpful? Come home to rest in the new life. And in the last couple of minutes, just letting all contemplation of that aspiration be. And just rest again, in body, in breathing, being at home in the present moment. And as I ring the bells, just really feel into the body and the out-breath, this place of home and rest.